Public Media.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Good morning. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, and with a look at what's been happening in Chicago from the CME Group and the world of agriculture. At the top of the news, the Army Corps of Engineers is the basic keeper of the nation's waterways. Most of us know that. The Corps has gotten itself, though, into something of a jam over its largest ever construction project on the Ohio River, that at Olmsted, Illinois. The project has become fairly ancient now, since it was first authorized by Congress back in 1988. In addition, it's taken on the aura of a white elephant as its cost ballooned from the original $755 million to nearly $3 billion. Perhaps worst of all, it's more than 2 decades behind schedule. Let's take a look now at what's been happening with the cash prices for corn and soybeans. The national average basis for corn unchanged at 26 under the December contract, while the DTN National Corn Index was 5 cents higher at $3.44. The national average basis for soybeans a penny weaker at $1.56 over the November futures contract, and the national soybean index up 4 cents at $11.85 per bushel. We'll have more on the marketplace for corn and soybeans in just a moment or two, but let's check in on the weather forecast now with Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.
The official forecast for the Midwest continues to suggest that we will see rain occur fairly often across portions of the Corn Belt over this first week at the outlook. 2, if not 3 waves of rain will likely move across the heart of the Midwest between now and Wednesday of next week, and this will produce additional significant rainfall for areas that are already waterlogged, like Iowa, eastern Nebraska, and we'll probably see some expansion of that into Minnesota and maybe some areas in Wisconsin over this next several day period. And the rain totals that are advertised will run 1 to 2 inches in much of this region, with some local totals of 3 inches or more. Overnight last night, we saw some additional rain occur across the heart of Iowa, with some amounts running from about a half inch to an inch and a half, and some locally greater totals in some locations. And that was on top of the rain that occurred in the previous couple of nights. So we are still already in a situation where there's a lot of moisture out there and drier weather certainly needed. The outlook, though, for the Midwest later next week and on into the second week of the 2-week outlook is promoting better drying conditions, especially in the southern and eastern parts of the Midwest. I think the upper parts of the Midwest will be subjected to another frontal system at some point next week, and that will likely result in some additional shower and thunderstorm activity across Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, Nebraska, eastern South Dakota, and maybe portions of Michigan. And this will likely take place, like I said, a little bit later in the week next week. So at the moment, it doesn't look like we're going to see a prolonged period of dryness across those northern areas, and concern about the maturation rates and the overall condition of crops may continue there. But the lower parts of the Midwest probably lost a little bit of rainfall in the forecast model data today, and it still looks like some showers and thunderstorms occur in the southern areas, but we're not going to see it fester into any prolonged period of wet weather, and so there will be an opportunity for crops to mature and eventually be harvested under favorable conditions. The rain event that's going to occur today is going to be focused primarily on the region from Iowa and parts of Minnesota and Nebraska into Kansas and Missouri overnight tonight, and we'll see the precipitation then march eastward tomorrow across the central and eastern parts of the Midwest. Rain totals will probably run 1/4 to 3/4 of an inch with this first event, and for the most part, the precipitation will be a continuation of a concern for those wetter areas in Nebraska and Iowa. But outside of that, I think there'll be some benefit to the Kansas and Missouri part of the rainfall, because those areas have been quite dry and very warm in the past week to 10 days or so. In the upper parts of the Midwest, Minnesota will get hit twice with rain. The first will occur today, and the second will occur on Saturday into Sunday. And that second round of precipitation in the western Corn Belt that impacts Minnesota will eventually work its way through a larger part of the Midwest as well. So Monday and Tuesday of next week, we'll see more showers and thunderstorms from parts of Iowa and Missouri into portions of Michigan and Ohio. So plenty of moisture around over this next 5 to 6 days. The temperature bias will stay warm. That's good news. We are expecting no risk of any kind of frosty temperatures anywhere close to U.S. crop country over the next 10 days. The high temperatures this weekend and next week will probably run mostly in the 80s across the Midwest with some 70s periodically across the north, especially associated with the greater amounts of rainfall that may occur. And looking a little bit further to the south across the southern United States, plenty of warmth will occur from the southern U.S. plains through the Delta and into the southeastern states, and there'll be some scattering of showers for both the lower Mississippi River Basin and the southeastern states that may disrupt a little bit of the harvest there, but the moisture will still be good for late season crops. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Our thanks, of course, go to Drew Lerner for his updates of the weather forecast each and every day right here on the Opening Market Report from WILL and Illinois Public Media. The weather are the numbers in Chicago are trading like this at this hour. September corn futures are down a penny and three quarters at $3.60 a bushel. December 367 and a half, a penny and three quarters lower. The March down two, the May off two, and July down two and a quarter. September beans are up nine and a quarter at $10.83. November two and three quarters lower at $10.26. The January 10.34, two and a half lower. The May futures down 3, July down 3 and a quarter. Bean meal futures up 240, bean oil down 18 cents. Wheat futures are trading the nearby down a penny, December a half higher for the day. Live cattle futures at 155.60 are up 95 cents. Feeders are a dollar higher in the lead option September, and the October lean hogs at $97.32.5 are a dollar and 85 cents higher on the day.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
It's Friday morning, August the 29th. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason, and Bill Mayer is on the phone line from Strategic Farm Marketing to take up the futures markets and trade in Chicago with us. Good morning to you, Bill.
Good morning, Todd.
It's been a week of somewhat simply marking time in the marketplace from Chicago. How do you read what's happening in the futures today?
Well, you're right, we're just biding time here. Now, we do have, today is kind of an important day because we've got the end of the crop year, we've got the end of the month, you know, and when you look at it from a crop year basis, the end of the crop year quarter. So, kind of an important day there. But I think we're, you know, on corn, we bounce off the lows here, so I think we got a shot at running back up, like on December futures, back up in that 375, 380 area. I think that's probably an opportunity if we do. On beans, we probably still have some downside. I think beans probably could go down on November and test that $10 area. But, you know, we're getting close to kind of getting to some support areas there. The elephant in the room, so to speak, is probably this old crop situation. And, I mean, on beans, for example, I've never seen, we were talking this morning, there's such a spread, you know, $4 spread in cash bids out there from one part of the country to the other. Some pretty strong basis levels on old crop, and I think that kind of tends to help support these things in the near term.
That may hold up both old and new crop futures, as you suggest. I'm thinking that's what you're telling me.
Yes.
And we're still quite a ways away from harvest of either corn or soybeans, although they're in our part of the world, that is. Will there be opportunities for producers?
I think that you look at the, I mean, the corn, for example, is pretty much a 360 to 380 range here. And I think, you know, if you want to take advantage and get some more sales on, I mean, I think you look at the top of that range. We can argue whether that's a good price level in the long run, but I still feel like this fall could be a real traditional, I want to call it, harvest, where you really have some, you know, lengthy lines and, you know, some transportation problems. So I think you trying to take care of some of the harvest corn that's going to commercial storage is probably still the focus a farmer needs to look at right now.
Hey, Bill, thanks so much. We'll talk with you again in another week.
Thank you, Todd.
Mm-hmm. Bill Mayer is with Strategic Farm Marketing. He is right here in Champaign County. Let's take a look at the weather forecast for Urbana-Champaign today. A 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Those will come after the noon hour. Partly sunny otherwise. 86 degrees on a south wind at 7 to 10. It'll gust all the way to 15. And then tonight, a 40% chance of rainfall. Mostly cloudy and 68 degrees. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy and 82. Rainfall chances set at 60% during the day on Saturday for the Urbana-Champaign area. Of course, you're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. Find us online at will.illinois.edu.
Good morning. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says the Islamic State is sophisticated and well-funded, but experts disagree on how big a threat the group is to the U.S. More on Morning Edition from NPR News. A community meeting came last night in Ferguson, Missouri. NPR's Michelle Martin hosted and says white people as well as African Americans really wanted to talk. I'm Steve Inske.
And I'm David Green. Ukraine says it's now fighting pro-Russian separatists and Russian troops. We'll ask about the Kremlin's endgame. In StoryCorps, a man remembers being hurtled 600 miles per hour in an experiment that opened the door to space travel. An astronaut who sang Space Oddity in Space has a birthday this Friday, August 29th. Chris Hadfield turns 55 years old. Ground control to our colleagues at Newscast, you're up.